Hi, this is George L. Preslian from MillionDollarMindPower.com. We're doing today our, I can't say it's our first pre-launch teleseminar because Jim and Jeannie and I did have a visit for about 23 minutes, I think, a little while ago, and that's posted on the website. Most people on the call today or listening to the call have probably heard that, but this is the first time that we're actually doing a teleseminar where people who have already enrolled in the pre-launch to the 12 teleseminars called Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet are actually, you know, live on the call. And I have to tell you that the feeling of the energy building up just to this call in my body is prompting me to want to start talking about frequencies very quickly right off the bat. And then I do want to talk to Susan a little bit because she talked to my mom, and I want to find out, or you emailed my mom, isn't that it?
Yes, I did.
I want to find out what happened. But first, I just want to say quickly, welcome to everybody who's already on the call. There'll probably be a few more people checking in on our mini teleseminar today for the pre-launch to Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet. And frequencies is really something that we're dealing with in when we're working with thought power. But this new advanced module is like introducing advanced frequencies that are not necessarily the ones that we personally have come up with in our personal manifesting. So if somebody's listening to this call and you're not involved with Life Transformation System Z yet, then you probably shouldn't be on the call unless you have written down your goals and dreams somehow, in some way, in some kind of process. And I don't just mean that you kind of know what your goals and dreams are, but that you've literally written them down or put them on a tape recorder or something. And the reason why you wouldn't want to be on this call if you haven't worked with Life Transformation System Z enough to get to the point of having things written down, or in some other type of system that you're using, put that down on paper, is because the frequencies and the energies that we're showing people in this advanced module to Life Transformation System Z, to how to plug those into your current manifesting, will probably not be very comfortable or enjoyable. In fact, it could be. Are you there, Jim? I think I see your phone number.
Hello, George.
Hi, you know what I'm talking about with, like, not being comfortable if somebody doesn't have the stability of having it written down already, what some of their goals and dreams are?
Yes. Do you want me to speak on that for a minute?
Oh, I'd love it if you would.
Give me that picture again one more time, George. So everyone,
yeah.
Can hear.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody's just been kind of, you know, calling in and stuff. And the Jim, I've been feeling, you know, as we're, even you and I were planning to talk over the last few days, and I recorded a video yesterday, and like as we keep moving towards actually starting the 12th teleseminar sometime, probably the end of February, I'm looking at February 22nd as a possibility.
Oh, cool.
I'm feeling the energy of this program very uniquely and differently from, you know, anything else that I'm doing. Like the 9-week Mastery of Mind program has its own signature energy.
Yeah.
This has a completely different energy, and I was just kind of saying that if anybody's listening to this call who's not doing Life Transformation System Z already, or otherwise doesn't have their goals and dreams written down, like physically written down or tape recorded somewhere, they shouldn't be on this call because it could be uncomfortable. The frequencies that we're showing people how to connect mm-hmm. into, it can literally be like, whoa, this is too much. I don't know how.
Yeah, there's no place for the energy to flow through or to. You need to define what we would say was the circuit or the conduit, where the energy's going. There's a tremendous energy growing with all the people who are focusing here, as you stated the context or the definition of what this have you manifested $1 Million yet? And then the conversation going on inside of each person's mind and in their life and in their inquiry about what they can do, and the excitement about what that might all mean, is starting a pumping action among the members of the group. So we're becoming like one large machine helping each other to pull forth what we want. Now, if we don't have it defined, then energy can be quite uncomfortable because it doesn't know where to go. It's there. It doesn't exactly know where to go. So it gets kind of a little uncomfortable and a little bit confusing.
Okay, that helps a lot. That helps me a lot and everyone else. So I'm going to take that ball and run with it a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm so glad you're on the call. I kind of feel like I'm at an amusement park and you're my older brother.
You know? Look over there, George. Look over there. I hear you.
You know,
this is fun, George. This is fun.
Yeah, exactly. Jim is just, you know, he's got a lot of experience in working with energy. So do I, but he's got different experience than I do, and somehow we're playing around with the collective thought forms here and connecting them to the, okay, so the place that the energies that we're bringing in, and we're not really, you know, bringing them in yet, we're just kind of introducing and pre-launching what we're going to be doing, and the reason we're doing that is to do it carefully, to set it up right, so that we don't just suddenly open the floodgates and have people go, wow, that was a little too much for me.
Mm-hmm. Also to actually assist in it being very successful.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And for me, I have to say it is and has been, as I've started to use the process myself. I've been careful, and I've been guided to be careful not to discuss what we're going to be doing in the sense of like starting to give instructions about how to do it too much until we actually get there in February and we get started with that. It's better to build it up and keep sort of hinting and giving the idea and warming us all up to it. And so what Jim was just describing has inspired me to speak about where these energies are going to go, in the sense that whatever you have written right now in your life transformation workbook or on different pieces of paper that you've journaled or right side lists that you have in a drawer somewhere, or if you're someone who's somehow listening to this recording and you have no idea what Life Transformation System Z even is, or the Clear Talk Manifesting Method, but you do understand and have been working with mind power, thought power, for the purpose of materializing or transforming the life you have now into a different life of what you imagine is better, then the place that these energies, these collective thought forms that we're going to show people how to plug into, the place that those energies need to go and need to flow into is your manifestations that you're expecting and anticipating and desiring and imagining that you'd like to have happen. Does that make sense? Now, that's just kind of a rhetorical question because I'm not really talking directly to anyone. There's quite a few people on the call today, but I just wanted to put a little pause in there because that's very important that you understand that whatever you have written in your goals and dreams, if you're, as you're preparing and moving towards doing this advanced module, what this is all about, what you want to keep asking yourself, first of all, is are you, you know, do you have that? Do you have goals and dreams written down so you can look at them and remember what they are? You know, seeing them written down is like a lens where they're focused more clearly, whereas if someone's just holding it in their mind, they're, you know, oh, I know what it is, you know, I know what it is. That's fine, but for the purposes of this, you need to have it written down somewhere so that when it starts happening, you can refer back to exactly what you have written down as a grounding or a focus point to see what the lens was that you were pouring all these collective thought forms through.
If there's this, something I could say there very quickly, George, is that
yes.
When you write it down, you build another layer of it. There's the thought, which is invisible, but you see it in your mind. Once you write it down, you give it the first layer of physical reality already. And so that makes it more solid.
Yes, and I might add also, now that you've just, you know, inspired me to realize that it's kind of the written down is like a physical thing, sort of. It's
yeah.
Like, and you can tinker with it. Whereas you can sort of like have your sentence structure or your word structure or your thought picture or whatever you've got written down or an image that you're depicting in your life transformation electronic workbook, whatever it is, your dream board, your vision board, you can, as the manifestation energy of these collective thought forms that we're going to show you how to bring through, that lens of what your thought form that you have written down, you'll be able to fine-tune as you start going, I see how this is manifesting. You can go in and, like, rewrite that area of one of your 12 areas or rewrite that area of your goals and dreams to make a little adjustment or a large adjustment.
As it comes to you, then you'll see, I liked it more. I think I would like it more this way and not so much that way. But you don't know that until perhaps it starts to show up. And so it's like sculpting it and refining it as you see it.
Yeah, it's like you're not like strapped in a chair and somebody says, okay, what's your goals and dreams? Okay, now we're going to turn on all the collective thought forms like beams of light or, you know, tons and tons of water flowing downhill, you know, through the lens of your current thoughts that you've come up with, and we're going to supercharge them, boost them, and amplify them, and you just have to like lay there strapped in that chair, and no matter what happens, there's nothing you can do about it. You're just going to have to take it all in, and you know, you made your bed, so now lie in it. It's not like that. It's like when it starts flowing in, you can actively fine-tune and adjust what you have in your lens, so to speak.
It actually starts showing up what you need to move out of the way as well so that you can make room for it. So as it comes in, you start seeing what you would like to, how you would like to be, make it different.
Yeah.
Because then it won't happen until it starts to come towards you, is what I'm saying.
Yes. Okay, I'd like to just check in with everybody who's on the call. Some of the people, I see your name, Camille. Hi, you're with us today.
Yes, I am.
Sorry, what was that, Jim?
I want to put my phone on mute.
Okay, four stars for mute.
Four star for mute?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, George.
Okay, thank you. And if and that's the same, if you want to press four star again, then that unmutes you. And then there's always a voice, a computer voice that says, you know, you are now muted. You are now unmuted. So we have Camille. Margaret is with us. She's on mute. Now, kid, someone's from area code 732. Hi. Oh, you're on mute. You have to unmute to say hi. Four star to unmute.
Hi, this is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
All right, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Let's see, if anyone else who's on the call that hasn't had a chance to say hello yet, if I know some of you have just gone on mute, but if you wouldn't mind, yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Noni.
Noni, how are you?
Very well.
And what area code are you calling from?
I'm calling from England.
Oh, okay. I don't know which one to use for you here.
VOIP.
VOIP, right. I think that shows up as like, you know, 99999 here.
Yeah, something okay. Like that, yeah.
All right. Well, you've never been on a call with us before, have you?
No, I haven't.
Do you have any questions or anything that you'd like to know about this advanced program that's coming up?
Yeah, something. In the clear talk, in each area, do you have to just stick to one thing, or can you have more than one subject in each area?
Oh, that's an excellent question. What I do is like kind of a hierarchy, and this is actually going to become more meaningful and important once we start introducing the way to work with the new collective, with the collective thought forms, the new way of working with them. What I mean by a hierarchy in the electronic workbook is I'll make the first sentence. You know, how you could write as much as you want in there. It could be a book if you want. The first sentence, I'll make that kind of be like a summary or the most important one thing that I'd like to manifest in that area.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And then after that, I might write sort of a paragraph, like, and then I'll go ahead and just list all kinds of details. And the reason that I...
Because I thought it might be diluting the subject.
Pardon me?
I thought it might be diluting the subject if you went from one to the next to the next to the next.
Yeah,
in an area.
I know what you're talking about. That's why, for example, in the image area where you, on the left side of in the electronic workbook, you have a place where you can drag an image, and I just made it be like a small window. Of course, you can, you know, make a whole dream board of images just for that one area and then pull different things into focus in the window. But it is true that when you just sort of directly focus on one thing, there was even a gentleman that I spoke to personally who's in the advanced module, Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet? And what he's also from UK. And what he does, and he suggested, is he uses the workbook in such a way that the only thing that he puts in there, from what I understood, is he only puts like what would be a little bit better than what he has in the universe. Like, he just, not only does he, like you're saying, put one specific focus, but he just puts something that's just one, you know, step away, one step better than what's happening in the universe.
Okay.
So you can definitely use it that way. It's a creative process, so different people use it in different ways. For example, if you just did put one specific thing, or instead of the whole, you know, set of what you want, then the idea is manifesting, so you'll manifest it, and then that becomes in the universe, and you can put the next thing.
Okay.
Thanks.
That's great. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And the 4-star is what you press to mute, and then if you ever want to...
Okay, I'll do that now.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Nice to meet you. Thank you. Okay, great. Is there anyone else that's with us today, live on the call, that would like to bring something up? This is a completely different energy, I'm telling you.
Hello, George.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marcia.
Hi, Marcia. You're like the first student ever. That's what it feels like. She was with us since the beginning of the 9-week program when we launched it in April of 2007. And now Marcia's with us in the advanced module. And Marcia's also born on the same birthday as me, so we're birthday mates. Both Jack of Clubs.
Yeah, maybe that's why I am so interested in this system. It works great for me.
Yeah. Have you, you've emailed with my mother as well, as Susan, is that right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good. I was worried about her, Susan. She offered me so much. She says, I'll work with people's, that's what she does for a living. She works with people's negative thoughts. She's a psychologist. And she offered for the people in the 9-week, in the advanced module, that she would be willing to, you know, accept email. And I thought, wow, okay. So how's that going? Did you guys have a little exchange?
Yes, we did, and it is very interesting what happened. We exchanged just two emails till now, but I was really able to do something with the suggestions he put in the email, and it is very interesting. Things are shifting already, and it is kind of funny to be an observer of your own negative thoughts. And she put the whole negative thoughts thing in another perspective, but it's a long story, but it's great. It's been great till now.
Is there something else that you wanted to talk about or mention?
About the 9-week program or the coaching?
Anything.
I'm looking forward to this new part of, I see it as the second step after life transformation system, mastering the mind. That's my my goal, and I'm working on it, so I'm very happy that this is offered, and I can work on that, so I'm very excited.
Well, thanks. I'm glad that you know, you could come and be with us today and bring your energy and your point of focus into the advanced energy that we're building up. Susan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you also, I think, email exchanged with Devika, my mother, right?
Yes. In fact, I just received her email yesterday. And I have not, I responded to her last evening just to let her know that I'd received it, because she had asked me to spend a few days just actually observing my own negative thoughts. And I too agree that it's a very interesting perspective. And I love the way that she broke them down into four different components: fear, anger, judgment, and self-doubt. And that really helps me start to look more clearly at my own thinking and where I'm tripping myself up.
Oh, good. Well, hopefully, and then I'm speaking to everyone here who's listening to the recording, and for Susan as well, that hopefully people are understanding that the reason that we're doing this thing with the negative thoughts is, well, number one, because my mother offered. Number two, because she's actually working on an audio product where she's going to be specifically guiding and teaching people how to work with negative thoughts, which is an area of expertise for her as a psychologist. And I, you know, tease her, but I'm really serious. She's a seven of clubs. They're the negative thought people, you know, and when they're the ones who are, you know, brought into this world to master negative thinking and become the mental magic card people when they do that, for the ones that do. So it was not surprising, really, because of the nature of the intensity and the power of what we're dealing with in the advanced module here, or what we're going to be dealing with, and what we're already dealing with because the energy is building, is we're dealing with having some, like Jim was saying, really strong success happening more than people are even already getting it with their manifesting with Life Transformation Systems E, or whatever other method, you know, that people are using, and they want to enhance that by being, you know, listening and getting the information and how to enhance and amplify and boost and fine-tune the manifesting that you're doing with this advanced program that we're going to start the teleseminars in February. One, probably do one a week, and each teleseminar will be very specifically guiding people how to do this, how to work with the collective thoughts. And what happens is, of course, since everything in the universe, I'm going to actually refer to Hermes as Trismegistus, I think, is way back, of Peter Shepard from Transfer Mind, in UK, sent me something, a document about Hermes Trismegistus, who is back in ancient Egypt or before ancient Egypt, someone who is a great, I don't know, person who really understood probably things about manifesting and all of this stuff, like far more than any of us do. And that energy and that entity, one of the things that I was reading and being reminded about in this ebook or PDF that Peter sent me about him and his work, was the law of polarity. And when we're dealing with manifestation, we're definitely dealing with the law of polarity. And so if you're suddenly making your life just so much more positive and so much better, then the negative side is always coming along with it. Now, am I saying that, you know, as your life gets so much better, your life is also going to get so much worse? You know, of course not. But there is something to wanting and needing to have a deeper understanding and a richer embracing of the wholeness of the two sides of everything as you prepare to get into the advanced module. And this is why a lot of times people think about manifesting as something associated with positive thoughts. And through the working with Clear Talk Manifesting Method and Life Transformation System Z as a whole system, we're kind of educating people or helping people have the experience of balance, that nothing is really positive or negative in a sense, although of course it's very easy to think about, you know, this is negative, this is positive, in terms of, you know, what you manifest or what you don't want to manifest. But we are dealing at the level of thought where things are just, it just is what it is. In the universe, it is what it is. In my own universe, it is what it is. And for one person, that might be very positive, and for another person, that might be very negative. And the point that's so important to convey is that you are the one who kind of gives it the positive or negative charge. You know, even somebody who has something that's typically would be negative, like an illness, for example, there are many people who have, you know, had some of the most profoundly positive experiences for their soul and for their life experience through an illness. I'm not saying that is a way to go. I'm just saying that, you know, the interpretation of any experience or any manifestation as negative or positive becomes part of what we need to become more and more expert with, especially as we start moving towards actually showing you how to plug in what... Well, let me give you an example with some of the, you know, the positive thoughts that are out there, like a dream vacation. There's something that you'll see in advertising a lot, just that concept sort of out there of a dream vacation. And if you, at first glance, kind of said to pretty much anyone, would you like to have a dream vacation? And most people would probably say yes. And this is basically what we're dealing with, all the kinds of things that people would normally just say yes to right off the bat, like having $1 million, winning the lottery. There's a really big one, you know, winning the lottery. People, would you like to win the lottery? Of course I would. But then, you know, I just heard yesterday about it, a TV show that's just coming out about a family who actually won the lottery, and it was a nightmare for them. So there's negative thoughts coming up. Yeah, please.
Can I ask something? Would it be better to observe the negative thinking, being aware of it, or should you transplant it with a better thought, a more positive, constructive thought? Because some schools of thought say, just let it be, don't resist it, and observe your mind, what it thinks, so like being metacognitive or something. And then others say, oh, don't entertain it, transplant it with something more constructive.
Well, remember, this is Margaret, for everyone who's listening. Thanks, Margaret, for bringing that up. The thing is that, excuse me, just a minute. The thing is that with clear talk, it's always in the universe and in my own universe, and what we were just discussing about kind of the relativity of negative and positive to the individual person, meaning that each person, you're the center of everything that you're manifesting. Always remember that, especially as we're approaching doing this work with collective thought forms. Collective thought forms are like sort of out there, and it's the idea of things that you see on TV or in movies or in novels or, you know, just lots and lots of places that are not necessarily coming from inside of you. It's something that's built up out there. And so each individual person will have a different relative relationship to those supposedly extremely positive thought forms that are out there. And it may be negative or positive to you. So when something starts to occur in your life, you just want to put it in the universe. And whether it's negative or positive, just putting it in your life transformation process, you know, writing it down on the left side of a paper or putting, you know, in your declaration as you look at the 12 symbols in your electronic workbook before going into your own universe, you're managing the energy. And if it's negative or positive, it's not really that significant or important. What's important is that you're managing the energy with your consciousness. You're just going like, oh, this is what happened. You know, as a lot of people know who've done clear talk sessions with me, one of the, you know, basic things that we usually point out to people when they start describing things that are not happening, or, you know, I'm not happy with my weight right now, or I'm, not getting along with my husband, or I'm not doing as well as I'd like to do at school. And we say, oh, well, that's, you know, put that in a positive sense. And we don't mean in, like, a positive sense in the sense like, oh, make it good. We just mean put it where it's not what you're not doing, but what you are doing. So somebody says, well, I'm not doing well in school. Oh, I'm only getting, like, D's and F's. Okay. And in your own universe, well, I'm getting B's and A's, you know, or something like that.
Okay.
So
I was just thinking of talking about, like, during your daily routine and, you know, the negative self-doubt and stuff like that comes up. Some people say don't resist it, just observe it. And then, you know, but you're saying just do the clear talk on it, right?
Exactly. And okay. Also, for this, for the purpose of this particular pre-launch teleseminar, and even, you know, for this is only for people who've already enrolled in the pre-launch. I'm going to put on the website so people who aren't in the pre-launch will be able to listen to it, but only people who are in the pre-launch to the advanced module are able to come on this call, and only the people who are in the pre-launch are able to send that email to my mom and work with negative thoughts with her. And that's like, we've got like a person who's a licensed psychologist who's an expert on working with negative thoughts. That's how kind of like careful I am about working with negative thoughts, because this really, Life Transformation System Z and Clear Talk isn't about working with negative thoughts. It's just about working with manifesting with thought power. And of course you want to manifest things that you think are good. So I'm not in any way advising people really to, you know, start really focusing or even thinking about or dealing with negative thoughts that much, but because of the nature of the kind of amount of power that the collective thought forms that we're going to be bringing in have, and because of the quirky, strange nature of reality being polarized, that some of the things that seem like they're just the most positive, amazing thing that you would dream about wishing that you could have, that everybody dreams about, that are like the carrots held out there for everyone, you know, motivating you, why you go to the movies and, you know, buy everything and you know, that advertising gets you to buy, is because of these amazingly, supposedly positive things. And they have a dark side to them. And so since we're kind of cranking up the volume and like increasing the intensity of your success, it's just fortunate, it's just good fortune that my mom was willing to do this. And now here we are discussing it. But from my point of view, yeah, you don't want to deal with the negative thought in any other way than by just simply describing what's happening in the universe.
Okay.
And don't really even judge it as negative or positive, just write it down. If it's negative, then you'll be writing it in such a way, I'm really angry at my boss. For some people, that might be a lifetime breakthrough, that they finally express themselves. For someone else, that might be almost the end of their job.
Yeah, I like that way better. It seems more productive because I was reading this other book, and it was like, you know, don't resist and all this stuff. But when you separate it, have what's going on in the universe and discuss that, and then state what you would prefer in my own universe, it just, makes you feel better a lot of times.
Yes, exactly. And it's just because of balance and control. You know, you're just controlling the thoughts. In the universe is the thoughts about what's happening in your life right now. And so just going in that process of writing them down or putting them in your mind in the electronic workbook process or doing a clear talk 12 areas process in a meditative state, just in your mind, you're always kind of doing something very magical and very meditative and very focused and concentrated just about the thoughts about what's happening in your life right now. And that very much transcends and lifts above the polarity. There is, you know, a place that we can go to inside of ourselves where we transcend somewhat. Because, for example, we're not really in a meditative state or sitting in front of your computer doing the electronic workbook or sitting down writing. It's already somewhat detached from the actual, you know, experience of just being in the middle of the situation. And so it's comforting and peaceful and balancing already just to go into that state. and whatever is happening, good or bad, you know, intense or not intense, just the process of in the universe is going to be very, very helpful for everyone as you start incorporating and putting into your process some of the things we're going to teach you about bringing in the collective thought forms to enhance your personal manifestations. And then whatever shows up and however you feel. Like I could say today, as the energy is building and more people are enrolling in the pre-launch and we're getting ready to do the Tulsa seminars, I could actually have said that the feeling in my stomach, you know, of nervousness or something in my stomach getting on this call was a bad feeling. You know, but I know that it's not a bad feeling. It's just, even if it is a bad feeling, going in the universe is a bad feeling. Or it's, wow, I feel something in my solar plexus, some kind of energy. But, of course, I understand that we're building this, and I am having tremendous amount of success in my life using the new advanced technologies. And things are changing for me. My body is changing. My whole system is going through a major upgrade. You know, Jim has said in the earlier talk that we did together, I think something about we're shifting the default program. And so I understand that I'm actually going through an upgrade physiologically. And even if it does feel a little different today, I'm kind of going like, wow, this is a sign of how this is really, wow, this is so real. This is really working. I see that it's real in my manifestations, but as we were approaching and getting into the first few minutes of this actual first time that a lot of people in the group that have enrolled already are collecting and gathering on the phone together. I mean, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's like 10 people on the call right now. You know, and we're just pre-launching this. And that's more people than usually show up in the 9-week program. And there's hundreds of people in the 9-week program. You know, this has a completely different focus, a completely different energy. These are like advanced people. It's really amazing. So it's no wonder that my body feels different. It's exciting. It's like the difference of getting in an ordinary car and getting in a race car. So I got the feeling of sitting in a race car today. You know, and of course that's going to put a feeling in my solar plexus. And how I've just been talking about it right now is like a longer version of in the universe. It's an example of what I want people to be able to do, is take some of the new experiences and the new feelings and the new energies that are already going to start coming into your manifesting from this program, and more so when we start showing you how to really, you know, bring the frequencies and the vibrations of the collective thoughts into your personal manifestations. You'll have new feelings. You'll have new experiences. And do what I'm doing right now. Just take your time in the universe and describe a little bit more what's happening in the universe. You know, what is this experience? So now, like I could say in summary, well, in the universe, getting on this teleseminar with this group of people and feeling this energy of the advanced module to life transformation systems E. Have you manifested $1 million yet? The energy of this compared to the energy of even the amazing, wonderful 9-week Mastery of Mind program, it's like, well, I'm not going to call the 9-week Mastery of Mind program an old car. It's like a nice car, but this is like stepping into a race car and sitting in like a, wow, I've never been in a race like an Indy 500 or something, and just feeling this is a completely different potential if I step on the gas. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you might just get like a nice BMW or something, very good car. That's maybe the 9-week Mastery of Mind program in my analogy. This is like getting behind an Indy 500 car and just you got your helmet on. And you know if you hit the gas, something different, everything, just the vehicle feels much more refined, much more sophisticated in a certain kind of a way. It's sophisticated for a specific purpose. I think that's one of the things that's different about the advanced module is it really is an advanced module. It's not a new program or a whole different way of manifesting. It relies on and connects to the Clear Talk Manifesting Method and Life Transformation System Z. This is why I was telling people you should, you know, pre-qualify for the advanced module by making sure that you you know, have at least gotten to do a left-right list, or you understand what you're doing, the win list, you're understanding and using the Clear Talk manifesting method or some other method that you feel stable about before you, you know, connect to this, because otherwise this could be kind of strange. Well, that is all the time that I think we should spend today, unless there's anyone who has anything real quick, because I just wanted to do a mini teleseminar just to bring in a little bit more information and attunements to get people ready for February. We probably won't do another pre-launch teleseminar for a couple of weeks. We might, but we probably won't, and then we will, maybe 2 or 3 weeks from now. I made a video yesterday of just a 5-minute video, and I'm going to put that on my site. It's already on YouTube. You just go put in George L. Preslian, and Magical Mind Power, I think, is my YouTube, you know, name or user ID or something. But I'll have that same video on the milliondollarmindpower.com site sometime in the next few days. Is there anyone that has anything that you want to say or bring up just quick before we close this call today? All right. Well, thank you very much for enrolling in the program. You made a good decision. Like I said, the program is going to cost $497, not for you because you're pre-enrolled for the $197, so you don't have to pay anything else. But if people are listening, and just so the people on the call know that, you know, when the program comes out, we're going to make the recordings, and the recordings are going to be available for only $497. There's different reasons for that. I discuss it in the video. But for people in the pre-launch, because I partly appreciate that you're willing to help build the energy, as an incentive, we made the pre-launch enrollment $197, and I even I'm really glad to have you all with me on the call today, and thank you, Jim, and everyone else for showing up today. Have a wonderful rest of your day or evening, whatever it is, and peace and love. This is George L. Preslian.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.